Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. It's spring. Oh, isn't Miss Mandy get so horny when the weather gets nice? We had a few moments of sunshine here a moment ago, and I'll take whatever I can get. Oh. But anyway, I have been totally in a hot and horny spring, summer mood for all you stroker boys out there. And this morning, one of my stroker boys surprised me with a hot, teasing fantasy with some bondage in it. Have I told you how I love bondage? How I love tying you up and teasing you and denying you and stroking you and making you wait and then bringing you further to increase your orgasm? Well, that's what I like to do. Today was no exception, and I'm posting his hot fantasy here. And I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to talk a little about it now. So, he arrives at my house, and I have him stripped naked for me. He puts his clothes in a cabinet, and I say, "You're not going to be needing those for a while." I lock a leather cock ring around my cock, a leather leash to it, and lead him to a room that has a slim, padded table. I have him sit and lay back. I spread his legs to the corners of my table, strap them in, as well as one arm, leaving another arm with a looser restraint just in case he wants to move it around for me. Oh, he's very vulnerable. I can see the tip of his cock is starting to ooze pre-cum, and I take my finger and feed it to him. It's very hot, don't you think? Then I undo the cock ring, and I go to a table, get something, and drop it on his tummy. And he tells me he knows that they're my panties. I take that cock ring off and put the panties over my cock, and then another pair around the base to hold them in place. I tease the head. I can feel the juices welling up inside those panties. And then I start teasing him and slapping him because he tells me that he's getting excited already. I take a pair of my panties and I slip them off from under my skirt. I place them over his face. He's smelling my crotch and I see his tongue darting, trying to suck in the crotch. I slap him in the face again and I say, "No, no, stroker boy. You're not allowed to do that," and I get my flogger out, and I start lightly whipping his body, making his cock twitch. I don't do it hard, just teasing him. Oh, and I see he wants to stroke. Should I let him? What do you think? I take those panties off, and I feed him some more of the pre-cum, and stuff the drenched panties in his mouth. Well, this goes on for quite a while. And then I say, "Would you like to stroke for me?" Oh, and I smack his balls with the flogger. if you would like to be teased and denied. Teased and denied. Stroking. Not stroking. Maybe some spanking. Maybe some bondage. Call Miss Mandy. I'll keep you on the edge. 1-877-732-6360. I am here tonight to play, and I am in rare form. Get your spring teasing session from Miss Mandy tonight. Mwah! Thank you, Stroker Boy, for starting my day off with this great bondage and guided masturbation fantasy. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.